You know what? That is it. I am done. This is just too much, and I literally just can't. I can't, and I'm checking out. And I need one night out, and I'm just gonna disconnect from, like, all this madness. Like, I'm gonna treat myself. You know what? I'm gonna get that freaking cupcake. I'm gonna eat that, and, like, I'm just gonna get away from it all, and I'm just completely done, and I'm checking out, and I'm done. Today's topic for the Inclusive Activism Podcast is the numbing trap. Welcome back to the podcast, and I do believe today we are going to get to the voicemails at the end, so there's a little bit to look forward to there. So at the time of the posting of this podcast, we actually have 127 total listens, so I'm really excited about that, which means, like, the community is starting to build. And again, I share this because all good things start as small, tiny, little, fragile things. And you, my dear friend, good listener, are one of those little green budding shoots of opportunity. So first off, I want to thank you again so much for downloading again. So if you're finding value in this and you're continuing to listen, I'm going to personally ask you to please share this podcast with a like-minded friend. Another thing you can do that would be really incredibly helpful is write a review. So we're on iTunes, we're on Stitcher, we're on Pocket Casts, and Last.fm. And so please take the time, write a review. Of course, the 5-star reviews make a huge difference, but those reviews are how the podcast gets to become more visible, and other people can kind of see and hear about what's going on, and then they can join the community, and then this podcast becomes something that's amazing and exciting, and other people can join it and kind of talk to us, and then we can all find how doing this type of work is going to make us better people. So again, my goal here is to provide noteworthy, listenable content that helps you. But this is going to be a long haul, all day sucker issue for me, because honestly, I have some enemy of the ego problems. My ego becomes an enemy to me. I really do hope to do an Ego is the Enemy podcast in the near future. So I can get a little bit addicted to looking good or to metrics or seeing and showing that I'm doing well. So this hard slogging, slow growth is really honestly difficult for me. And I share that because, again, like, I'm in my process and I'm doing my growth here. And these days of hard slogging through this is difficult for me. But this is the cool and exciting part, is that you all are becoming a community with me at the Inclusive Activism Podcast, and you've been here since day one. So thank you so much for your listens, and thank you again for those calls. Remember that this is a Google voicemail, so it's not going to have a message. It's just going to say, I am not available, and to please leave me a message. But then just leave a message knowing that it's coming to the podcast. I get a little email that comes to me, and that's where I see that that's coming in. So please help me out by giving me a call. Ring that voicemail line. Don't worry, you're not going to be bugging me. It just goes to an email. And leave me a message and let me know what you're thinking. In the time that I've recorded the past podcast, here is some proof of my activism. I went on an Emerging Leaders One retreat, which helps students to kind of find a sense of purpose by doing positive social change in the community and trying to make the world a better place. So we're trying to connect their passions and interests to making a difference in the world so they can find a way to be better people. A lot of the research shows that if you have a sense of purpose in the life and you're making positive differences in the world, that you are going to be a happy person. I also went to an Emerging Leaders 2 retreat about nonviolence, and that went spectacularly well. I was really excited about how well that went, and nonviolence is something that's really key and important to me because internally I am kind of a violent person, unfortunately. I started doing a training with Kyrene School District with their community education program, which has been really wonderful and beneficial. I also led a panel interview for the Native American Education panel at the Kyrene School District as well. And then I also got to do some service at the Andre House, where I was feeding really hungry folks that really needed it. As far as my self-care check-in, I took a really great break with my partners and my puppies, and I had a really just wonderful and amazing time. I'm still lifting about 4 times a week, and I did cardio successfully 3 times a week, so I'm back on top of the cardio. I played flag football twice in the past 2 weeks, which has been awesome. And then I've also been adhering to my mindfulness practice. And I think I did that 4 times a week for a minimum of 15 to 20 minutes. I also got to have dinner with my friend and her partner, Ricky Ann, which was awesome. And I haven't seen Ricky in a while. So staying connected with friends that mean a lot to me has also been part of my self-care plan. So that being said, we're on to the numbing trap. So this is a particularly insidious problem in that it is very ubiquitous and it is found basically everywhere. But the fact that its presence brings about shame keeps it from being examined or discussed. So first, okay, well, what is this, right? I want to give credit where credit is due, and this idea comes from Brené Brown, and it can be examined in detail in her book, Daring Greatly, How the Courage to be Vulnerable Transforms the Way We Live, Work, Parent, and Lead. So I don't want folks to know this is kind of where I got that stuff. And we're on to the subject of numbing. So numbing refers to anything that we do that is done to avoid feelings. And I would take that a step further and elaborate and say that it's also anything that keeps us from being mindful in the present moment. And for me, this is really crucial to examine. When I say avoiding right now, being lost in mindlessness means that you are actually avoiding your life. The actual real deal life is happening to you right now. So I'd like to do a little activity with you. What I'd like you to do is listen to this. And so if you're in a place where you can't slow down and do this next activity, which is going to involve like closing your eyes and slowing down, I'd say stop the podcast. Now, know that this is a really bad idea for any podcaster to ask you to stop listening to a podcast. That's really not smart, because if you stop, you may never pick it back up. But I have faith in you, my inclusive activist friends, and I do believe that you will stick with me in this. So do me a favor, take a second and find a moment to slow down and relax and focus, and then check back in with me. So I'm kind of hoping Sarah can bring in some like cool meditating music right now. So now I'm assuming you're ready. So slow down for a second. And what I'd like you to do is put your feet firmly on the floor. Relax and put your spine in alignment and into a neutral position. So here's the goal. You're going to take 2 of the deepest, longest breaths you can and completely and totally exhale. So what I'd like you to do now is slowly unfocus or close your eyes and inhale. Keep going. Just stay focused on your breath all the way. Keep breathing in slowly and make sure you hit the absolute tip top of your lungs' vital capacity. Now slowly exhale all the way, keeping your mind on your breath and your breathing. Only think about the breath. Just keep letting it go nice and slow. Hold that slow and mindful exhale so that you're not just at the bottom of your breath, that you're totally all the way exhausted and leaving all the air out of your lungs and getting all that carbon dioxide out. Good. Now we're going to take our second mindful exhale. Start slowly. Take your time. Let your chest expand all the way. Let your belly and diaphragm fill all the way up. Keep in taking that fresh air and all that powerful, nourishing oxygen all the way up to the top of your vital capacity. You're almost there. And exhale again all the way. Keep focused on this moment, just breathing, being right here, focusing on your breath. All the way. All the way out. Now stop and open your eyes. So you have just experienced mindfulness. Do you see how different you feel? That is a total embrace of the moment, and it is very, very difficult to do. Now, on the other hand, numbing is the exact opposite of that. It is living in the past in a reality that is already gone. You have time traveled with a few extremely valuable moments that you have in your life, and you've gone back to a time that has already passed. And what you are doing in that time, my dear friend, is you're most likely suffering. You're beating yourself up over something that has long since transpired, or you're hoping to have a memory or to relive a former moment of glory that is gone. And this sense of nostalgia is a second-rate impartial memory of a time that just no longer exists. You're going back to like a shaded moment that's not even real anymore. Or are you time traveling into a total but potentially unlikely future? You can't even fathom what the next experience is going to be like. You can't even like really experience eating your Cinnamon Toast Crunch because there's just too many variables, right? How fresh is the milk? How fresh is the cereal? Is your favorite bowl available, or did one of your roommates use it? When's the last time did you clean it? Did they get the mix of sugar and cinnamon right? Who knows, right? Because like the idea that you hold in your head is not the actual experience anyway. It's an idea in your head. All we have is the precious moment of right now, and too often, for good or bad, we are wasting the precious moments of right now in the past or in the hopes of a future which will probably most likely never be, or at least won't happen in the way we think it will be. And that also means any experience we have, no matter how awesome, is going to be temporary. And then we're going to be left again with right now, the present moment. Numbing is the avoiding of the reality right now, the reality of right now, and not embracing what is of your life. It's the not wanting to be in the waiting room and looking at your cell phone. It's the fidget of like waiting to see what happens next instead of like embracing the moment that truly is. Numbing is the holding pattern that keeps us from actually experiencing reality. So next, what is numbing? How does it manifest, and how can I tell if I am numbing? Numbing is an escape from a potentially difficult reality that exists right now. So it can be hitting the snooze button 12 times in the morning, or it can be constantly checking up on the escape of your fantasy football team. It can manifest in the wasted weekend of binging a show that was kind of just like, eh, to begin with. It's the energy drink of distraction and not the rest of a deep sleep with the fantastic feeling of getting to wake up slowly, gather your wits, and start the day on your own schedule. And how else do we numb? Well, we numb by, frankly, just falling into patterns of predictive behavior. We do the same things. We get addicted to this rush of busyness without the production of a proactive thought. And instead of doing the things we'd like to do, we fall into a pattern of just reacting to everything that comes to us without intent. One of the ways that you can see this happening to you is, how many times have you stopped to answer a phone when you've been in a meeting in your office with someone? The phone ringing is just an urgent thing trying to get your attention right now. What you should be focused on is the person that scheduled the time with you, not the unscheduled phone call that's coming to you in just the moment. You see how like the difference in focus is just reacting to that sense of busyness instead of focusing on that thing that's really truly important? And numbing is going to manifest in like a whole bunch of different ways. It's going to that same damn house party each weekend. Now, I know you're going to different house parties, right? But for the most part, really, it's just the same experience. It gets started, it's kind of going a little bit slow, and you know, you're kind of chit-chatting and wasting time with idle talk until some person decides to turn it up a notch, right? And they start adding shots into the mix. And then that one person does the predictably crazy thing that happens at every stupid damn house party that you've ever been to. And you go well past the pleasant experience of just having three drinks and, you know, enjoying that euphoric feeling. And you get to like 12 and you know that that hangover is going to just come for you the next morning. And if you're telling me you need six drinks to have that feeling, well, you, my friend, may numb a bit more than you think you may really need. Because over time, you've numbed and numbed and numbed to the point where your tolerance is so high that you need six to get to that nice little buzz feeling. It can manifest as that I deserve it beer at the end of the day, or three beers at the end of the day, or it can be that joint that you just might need to hit just because it's been like such a long and stressful day. And also, if we're being really honest, like that day probably wouldn't have been so difficult if you just didn't avoid the difficult reality of your situation. If instead of avoiding the difficulty, you took that on, how many of those problems wouldn't be problems because you're actually facing them for once and all? And are you getting away from it? Or have you just become a functional alcoholic or addict? I mean, these are the difficult questions that come with numbing. Or numbing can manifest as a silent addiction that you've developed over time to the temporary buzz of getting off to internet porn. It's that release that sort of gets you by, but it also kind of keeps you from deep connection or from recognizing at the end of the day that you're just lonely. And you don't just need like a sexual sensation. You're longing for a connection to that these strangers or these random people on the internet just can't provide. But it's you again, right? Over and over, searching and looking for the right clip for like an hour and a half just to get to the like place where you're sort of excited at this thing that isn't anywhere near reality. But it passes. And in that moment, if we're honest, at times it doesn't even do the trick. It was like half-hearted and it's a mere shadow of what the thrill of intimate connection can actually be. But again, you get addicted to the pattern. You get addicted to the thing over and over again. And that thing, that numbing, keeps you from what you'd really like to have. Or maybe it's that crappy hookup that only works out some of the time. It's those nights that you like to kind of deny that exist, where you're sitting up late and it's like 1 or 2 o'clock in the morning and you're just waiting for your phone to light up with "what's up?" Like anybody's up to anything at 2 o'clock in the morning. But you're kind of pining for that text, and sometimes it doesn't always make it to you. It just leaves you kind of wondering if they found something better to do. Here's a hint: they have, and it's not you. You desperately try to avoid that reality by any means necessary, except doing the really hard thing, which is deciding you're worth more than being someone else's last option or distant last-ditch choice on a Saturday night. Now, if I'm hitting a little close to home, I'm not trying to judge you. Like, I'm honestly trying to connect with you. When I speak about these things, I'm saying them in a very intimate way because I've connected with them over the pain of my life. I'm asking you, though, are you choosing to invest all the way into making the life that you have? Or are you just trying to avoid the temporary pain that's coming to you in the moment? That's what numbing is. Numbing is avoiding. Numbing is not dealing with that difficult moment. Numbing is trying to avoid that reality by checking your Facebook status for the 48th time within the last 10 minutes. Numbing is difficult, and it happens, and it's painful. But what are we going to do about it? So that brings us to our last point. What does this have to do with being an inclusive activist? How does this idea of numbing intersect with diversity and inclusion, and what do leaders really need to know about this numbing trap? Well, in short, we need to know about it because it exists. It is a denial, an escape of the reality of your life. It's like when people would rather focus on economics than race. You can't just deny the reality of a truth. We, as leaders, cannot afford to numb ourselves from our own lives and the struggles or the difficulties found therein, any more than we can or should deny the reality of others and their experiences. We have to take extreme ownership of our life, which is a great book, by the way, by Jocko Link, Extreme Ownership, check it out. Over the course of our life, we create or allow things to happen to us. So either we choose and make those things happen in the way that we would like to see happen, or we allow those things to happen to us. When we go into escapism, we cede control over our life to external forces and allow the world to happen to us instead of us happening to the world. And we need to examine, is escaping a form of self-care? Because it can be, but is it sometimes just trivial and wasteful? So when are you taking a deep form of rest, which can manifest as a thoughtful, creative work later? Deep, soulful rest can result in a very high-quality output. Taking time on training and develop is a way of getting better so you can handle the issues you'd rather avoid. These things need a form of positive recreation and family time. You know, we need to take that time to rest, to get better, to connect with the people that love us. These things are important. I'm asking you, what are you doing and why? Can you answer the question? And not only can you answer the question, but when I ask you why, if I asked you 4 whys in a row, would you really know why you're doing it? Because that's when you kind of officially do know what you're doing. Is what you're doing like engaging in this like self-indulgent form of perfectionism? Are you finding yourself worshiping at the cult of busyness? And hey, I need to answer this question myself. My partner's been taking a great 2-hour nap, and I'm talking to myself in my office. But one of the things that does help me a little bit is I see this as a form of like personal growth where I'm trying to get better. And I think too often what we engage is in a form of numbing. It's like a way of procrastinating or overanalyzing something to the point where you never really make a decision or a hard choice. So instead, you constantly, over and over again, just passively accept the world's choices for you. But then you also wonder why you never have had the life that you're capable of living. And I know that this podcast can seem like a lecture to really privileged folks that have a lot of choices. It's not meant to be that at all. Really, what this is meant to be is a shakeup, like a wake-up call. And if you default into certainty, if you cannot or will not listen to people who have differing opinions to you, if you find yourself that you're in a place where you're constantly blaming or shaming everyone and everything, including yourself, if you find yourself in this cycle of chasing the illusion of perfection, or if you totally avoid ever being in vulnerable positions, if you never are honest with who you are, understand that, like, it's hard to be the weak you that you are at times. If you pretend rather than be, or if you're woefully in debt because you're chasing things to impress people you don't even like, or if you use food as an emotional crutch, if you find yourself addicted to substances or sex, or you're just overly medicated, you gotta realize that numbness works. It really does. It's super effective. But it works on everything. It numbs yourself to joy and pain. And you're choosing to have this Benadryl-lized experience of life. And when you numb all reality, you're gonna move through the life or the world as a miserable zombie that experiences neither highs nor lows, which means you're just shuffling through life towards death and towards your coffin. Numbing is the denial of a reality that you are worthy of love and belonging, that you're worthy of more than this distraction you're engaging in right now. It's an avoidance of the experience of life. And this is the only life that we're really certain of having. You're avoiding the one life you got. And you gotta know that right now you're enough. And you're deserving. It's okay. Not only are you okay, you just gotta be more honest and open with yourself. You gotta be vulnerable. You're not perfect. That's okay. You're not the epitome of a perfect activist. You're gonna offend people. You're not always right, and that is freaking okay. You're enough. You just gotta embrace you're at where you are. You know, get your arms around the reality of where you're at and what's going on with you. Because if we're gonna live in this life, we have to deal with this reality. We gotta deal with these difficult situations, and we gotta avoid numbing. We have to have the ability to just be able to sit and think thoughts and experience the impatience of the moment. We need to slow down and kind of deeply ponder the important things of life in order to live our life. We must wake up to the mindful experience that we are living the reality of the one life we are given. And you know what? Life can't be a roller coaster ride of only ups, folks. We gotta embrace the fact that we have some difficulties. We gotta recognize that there's negatives. You know, Navy SEALs say, embrace the suck. Don't avoid the suck. It sucks. Deal with the suck. Live the suck. Get through the suck. You know, push past the fact that this is difficult in this moment. Because you might want to be anywhere but here. And I meet so many people that just want to move as though there's not going to be problems in the new place that they're going to go. That's not reality. We got to recognize that this numbing or this wanting to be somewhere else, it's going to numb everything. It's going to numb our experiences of love and happiness, which are otherwise known as sort of the reason for living and existing in this world. So, the three walkaways from today are: one, that there's this thing and it's called the numbing trap. It keeps us reactive. It makes us live in this numb state. And it's real and it's hurtful and it affects us. Two, it manifests as a form of escapism, which kind of keeps us in these patterns of reactivity where we never really think to slow down and react proactively. It is a form of reality procrastination. And three, it's something we gotta fight. It's that siren song of poor me, or it's that pattern that kind of keeps you locked into the life you have instead of the life you want or need. And it also keeps us from empathy, keeps us from feeling the pain of others and helping connect with them and making change. So it's really important. Well, that is my time today. Whew, that was a doozy. So I think I'm pretty happy with that one. If you'd like to take a deeper dive into this topic, I highly, highly recommend listening to Brené Brown's TED Talk on vulnerability. I put the link in the show notes, so that's something you can kind of check out a little bit more in the future. Again, if you are a big fan of TED Talks, another podcast I would highly recommend to you all is the TED Radio Hour podcast. It's another great podcast we're trying to get the word out on as part of the hashtag tripod initiative. I don't want you to just listen to my podcast. I'd like you to listen to a lot of different podcasts and learn things and come away with these different and eclectic experiences. With that, I'm going to see if I can actually get to our first call. Now, I'm going to go ahead and warn you that right now I've only got the voicemails working in one half of stereo, so when we listen to Perry's voicemail, we're going to only hear her in the left or right portion of our ear, but let's listen to what she has to say.
Rowdy! This is Perry. I just listened to your podcast, and I think it's really cool that you have a feedback line.
Yeah, thank you. I'm kind of excited about the feedback line thing myself. Like, what I'm hoping for is that people will kind of call in and let me know kind of what they're thinking and feeling. So, yeah, I'm excited about the feedback line, too.
And I just wanted to say that I really like your tree metaphor, because I can't count the number of times that I have been struggling with something and I'm so frustrated and I don't want to take a break because I feel like I just need to finish. And then the second that I take a break and reorient my perspective, things become much clearer. And because I'm seeing things more clearly, my task becomes easier to complete. And so I really identified with that.
Well, I'm glad you found some joy in that tree metaphor. I like that quite a bit, but it's not because I made it up. I got it from Stephen Covey. So if you enjoyed that, I'd highly recommend you check out The 7 Habits of Highly Effective People. And when you finish that, I would look into The 8th Habit, because that's a really great and fantastic book that's kind of changed my life as well. So if you like that, I totally took that from somewhere else. And the source is amazing. So check it out.
And I think your podcast sounds great. And you just sound like you're meant to be on a podcast, and it's really cool, and I can't wait to share it on Facebook. So thanks for sharing, and I'll talk to you later. Bye.
Well, thank you, Perry. I really appreciate you calling in. Like, it's amazing that someone can kind of call in and talk, and it's kind of interesting because after this podcast ends, I'm going to be talking to Perry about potentially being on the podcast, because she's kind of made the choice autonomously to be a little bit more of an activist in the world and try to make positive change. And it's interesting because usually there's some type of major intervention that happens with that. And the fact that she's kind of taking this stuff on herself really excites me. So I'm hoping we can get Perry in here in the near future. So thanks for calling, Perry. I really appreciate that. And so if this made you think of something and you agreed with it, or you thought there was something that you completely disagree with, you have a critique, give me a call. Let me know. My number is 860-576-9393. Again, that phone number is 860-576-9393. And please, please, please call me. I think I hope I just proved that the whole voicemail thing is actually amazing and that we kind of get to talk to each other on the podcast. So give me a call. Let me know what you're thinking. Remember, when you call, it's a Google voicemail line. So it's just going to say that I am not available and please leave a message. It's not going to say Rowdy is not available. It's going to say the Google subscriber is not available. So just leave a message. Know you got a hold of the Inclusive Activism podcast. But this is an exciting part for me. And you can tell because my pattern of speech is going faster and faster and faster. But what I'm hoping to do here is kind of create a community. And, you know, like I've said, you may have said to yourself, well, I called once. So thank you, Perry. Or dang it, I meant to. Like, so go ahead and call me anyway. Or I'm not sure what to say. I don't care if you're not sure what to say. Just give me a call. We'll talk. It'll be great. But let me know what's on your heart and mind, because I truly want to know. And the fact that we can have this space to kind of call and talk to one another and talk about these things and respond to questions and get a sense of what different people are thinking is going to be what makes this special, because I know that being an inclusive activist is a form of personal leadership, but it's going to be us talking about these things back and forth together that are going to give us the means to be able to explain that to others. So this is that space to like call, hit me with questions, scenarios, and situations, and I'll try to respond to them in real time. And again, depending on how good your stuff is, you may have a you may want a first take response of how would you deal with this specific issue, or it might be so good that I might do a whole future podcast on it. And as always, if you're interested in booking me or bringing the power of inclusive activism to your organization, you can do so by emailing me at inclusiveactivism@cox.net. That's inclusiveactivism@cox.net. And if you'd like to learn more about this organization and what we're hoping to do, you can do that at www.inclusiveactivism.com. And with that, thank you so much for listening. I appreciate you taking the time, and I can't wait to talk to you again in a future podcast. Thanks for listening. Bye. We'll be right back.